Good evening. Good. I have a guest here this evening that I promised you, and I'm going to invite Dr. Leonard Brand to come up here right away. Dr. Brand has been teaching for, if I understand correctly, 35 years, is that right? 36? No, okay, let's get that right here. 36 years, biologist and paleontologist, if I got that correct. And I've asked Dr. Brand to come and share with us here for a few moments because he has come out with a new book, which I started reading, and I mentioned this morning that I was going to actually invite him to come here. And I've got just a few questions. Firstly, welcome, Dr. Brand. You've got that mic there?
I guess it works.
I've got one right here on. I've got a few questions that I want to ask Dr. Brand because he's been doing some fascinating research, not this time in biology or paleontology, but in something that is equally, if not more, interesting. The book I mentioned during lunchtime, The Prophet and Her Critics, has just come out. And I went and purchased a copy last week on Friday. I've been reading. I'm about one-third of the way, close to halfway through. And I'm just getting to the deeply technical things. And so I'm glad you're here, Dr. Brand, to tell us a little bit. The question that often comes up is the accuracy of a divinely inspired prophet. And of course, that's a question. Do we have the right to question what the prophet, how accurate the prophet's messages are?
Well, it would seem a little arrogant, wouldn't it, to question. But God told us to do so, to question. For instance, 1 Thessalonians 5:20, do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. And then there's another place. Let's see if I can find this quickly. Another text, Deuteronomy 18:22, what a prophet proclaims in the name of the Lord does not take place or come true. That is a message the Lord has not given. So there are going to be true prophets and false prophets, and so we do indeed need to ask questions.
There have been some who have challenged the writings of Ellen White, we know that, saying that she is copied, or the technical term is plagiarized. What type of evidence would be required to really test the challenges of these who challenge her?
Well, it needs to be, first of all, done carefully.
Okay.
When I did this research, I didn't do it because of medical knowledge. What I did is I read her critics like I would read a graduate student's thesis.
Okay, interesting.
Do they use appropriate logic? Do the data lead to the conclusions that they've reached and things like that? And their answer is clearly no in terms of her critics. But so we need to use right kind of research design. And for instance, the thing that we talk about here, especially that we test, is her medical knowledge, her health principles.
Right.
And we can't use anecdotal little bits of information like others have used. We have to look at her and the people she supposedly copied from, make a list of every health principle that they use, that they talk about, not pick and choose, but make a list of all of them, and then use the same approach in comparing those with some standard, like medical knowledge of today, which is not perfect, but at least it gives us a good start. And then look objectively, judging each person's ideas by the same principles.
Okay.
So that way we get an objective test that's not just based on our opinions.
If I understand you correctly, you're saying that those who have criticized her work have really not used proper research design.
No, not at all.
Their logic is faulty, and therefore their conclusions are likewise faulty.
Right.
Okay, one more question. Mm-hmm. Has any research been done that can tell us whether Ellen White received information from God? Scientific research.
Yes. My co-author, Dr. Don McMahon, is a physician who's very knowledgeable on what modern medicine has to say on principles of healthful living. And he did just what I've described. He carefully examined all these writings of her and her supposed people she copied from, and then compared those with what modern medicine has to say. And to really appreciate this, you have to know a little bit about health and medicine in the time Ellen White lived. Mm-hmm. The medical practices at that time were more likely to kill you than to help you. Medicines included things like arsenic and strychnine and it's a long story, but really it's
mercury and lead and
stuff. Yes, you wouldn't want to go. You'd better not to go to a doctor, perhaps, at that time. So, and then there were these health reformers who came along, a number of them, and tried to improve things, but they didn't know that much either, and so they have some strange ideas. But his analysis finds that when we compare their ideas with her ideas on healthful principles, what, how you should live, the initial write-up of her health vision was spiritual gifts. Mm-hmm. Okay, and her the health principles she comes to, they are 96% verified by modern science.
Wow.
Only two items that you could sort of argue about, you know, but mm-hmm. but all the others, including Kellogg, John Harvey Kellogg, who had a very good medical education, all of those other reformers had between 35 to 45% of their ideas are verified by modern science. That means over half are
erroneous,
are contrary to modern medicine.
Right.
And some of them are very strange.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I'm going to encourage you, folks. This was not part of the planning, but I'm going to encourage you, since I'm starting to read this, see if you can get a copy of that yourself. And or go to the library, read about it. It's fascinating information, and I want to thank Dr. Brand for coming to share with us. This is some of the new things that have come out just last year, correct?
Yeah.
This was published last year. Fascinating information that I would challenge you to read, and I know your faith will be strengthened as you read the modern, scientifically verifiable evidence that it's clear it couldn't just have been her own brilliance that brought about the way that she selected the materials that have been verified to be accurate according to modern medicine. Clearly, God led miraculously in her life.
The information, the correct principles she has were nowhere available anywhere during her lifetime, many of them.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Brand. Appreciate it very, very much.